Welcome back to another edition of Three and Out with Chris Spielman. I'm Mike O'Hara, brought to you by Diversified Members Credit Union. And Chris, we're not wrapping up a game today. We're wrapping up a season, and we're looking forward. Jim Caldwell was let go after four seasons as head coach. Surprised by that, Chris, or was it just something that you saw coming?
I kind of felt it coming, unfortunately, for Coach Caldwell. I think he's a fine coach, and he's a good guy. And anytime somebody loses their job, it's not something to celebrate. However, I do think the time was right to make the move. They weren't progressing. They were 9-7 last year, got beat in the first round. 9-7 this year, you don't get in the playoffs. Your window of opportunity is now with Matthew Stafford. You're going to be 30 years old next year when the season starts. They've got to be able to make something happen with him at the quarterback position. And they weren't able to do it this year. Whatever the reasons, it could be Matthew's fault. It could be the defensive fault, offensive line fault, injuries. We have all these reasons. The bottom line is they didn't get it done. And usually when it's not getting done and the standard is to win playoffs and win championships, you've got to make a change. And Bob Quinn made the change that he felt was best for the Lions organization.
You know, Chris, let's take you back to Bob Quinn's press conference on the Monday after the season. And he said that under questioning, he was asked, did he think the team had the roster was better than a 9-7 one-loss record? He did. He was also asked if there were games like New Orleans and you know, Minnesota and Baltimore and even Cincinnati where they weren't in the game for long stretches bothered him. Absolutely, it did. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, I think he's doing an evaluation, and he's got to evaluate himself in that now he's has the opportunity, Mike, like I think it should be in most cases where the general manager, if you're going to hire a guy to oversee your whole program and your whole organization, then give him the opportunity to hire his coach. So if he thinks the roster's better, then find a coach that can coach these guys to a better record than 9-7. The responsibility is completely on him now to get the right guy in there.
You know, we'll get to maybe the style of coach that they could be looking for here. But before we do that, you know, take a look at this roster. What would you, if the first thing you would fix on this team, the first thing you would address if it was up to you?
I got to go get a running back, whether it's via draft or somewhere where I get some type of production on the ground. Can't finish last. 13, 14, 15, or toward the bottom of the league in rushing, you're not going to win. You're not going to be able to go to Cincinnati when it's about 10 degrees outside. The field conditions aren't right to be throwing the ball all over the place. There's wind. Eventually, you're going to have to be able to run the football. And offensive line, you can always use more help up there. But my number one priority is trying to figure out and placing an emphasis on running the football. You have to be able to run it. That's just the way it is. And if you can't run it, you're going to find yourselves at 9-7 again.
You know, we hear that all the time. You know, the two things you always hear from the experts like yourself is you got to be able to run the ball. You got to be able to pressure the quarterback. You know, the Lions got turnovers. They were one of the top takeaway teams in the National Football League. Pass rush, not so good. Is that something, putting more dynamic athletes on that side of the ball, that you think would be a priority?
Well, I mean, there's a reason, right? So what helps pass rush? Great cover guys, right? We have a pretty darn good one in Darius Slay. You can get another solid number one cover corner guy. That's great. You know, you have depth at that position. Ziggy Ansah hasn't been healthy. Hasn't been the dominant force that he was when he was healthy 2 years ago, right? Zettel's a guy that is going to give you great effort and great pressure. He's going to do what he can do. But there's a reason why guys that are great pass rushers and great cover guys go in the first round, because they're hard to find. And guess what? They're not on the free agent market either, Mike. How many great corners are on the free agent market every year? Zero. How many great pass rushers are on the free agent market every year? Zero. You got to draft them.
Well, you can't draft everything with it, with one draft, but – Chris, we're talking about the coaching change right now, and forgetting Jim Caldwell now and what he brought to this franchise. You're the general manager of the Lions. Which way do you go? Maybe not specifically by name, but by style and by production.
This is going to seem like a homer pick, but I'll give you a name. I think Vrabel would be the ideal guy. He's young. He's energetic. He's a hammer. He's a guy that's going to he knows how to lead. His ego isn't big enough where he's going to surround himself with tremendous coaches. He's going to be able to hopefully hire an offensive guy that works well with Matthew Stafford. He's going to put an emphasis on running the football and toughness. And I just think it's a great fit.
Well, that's a former Buckeye, and I don't think you're just talking with your heart on that one. Chris Spielman, just one last thing. We look back on this
I
last
rarely
season.
do, Mike. I rarely do. Go ahead.
Well, the Wayne State guys aren't available. But Chris,
Yeah.
we look back on the 2017 season. Do you think this team maximized, underachieved, or they were what they were?
I would say what they would say, and I would hope they would say they underachieved. I mean, they did underachieve. They're not, it's not where they wanted to be. It's not where they expected to be. And we can go down the list. Well, the offensive line was hurt. Yeah, I know. So it's a lot of other people's offensive lines. They were hurt, right? Cincinnati was playing with two offensive tackles. One guy never played left tackle in his life before, and Ryan Gosling. Everybody's got issues. Everybody's got problems. Nobody cares about your issues. Nobody cares about the problems. It's a bottom line business. That's the beauty of the NFL. We'll see for next year. I'm optimistic for next year. I really am. I really am very optimistic for the Lions next year.
And we're going to close it out with this. Do you think Jim Caldwell handed over a better team that he inherited 4 years ago?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do. I think he did a nice job. I just think they got to take it to the next level. And Bob Quinn felt that Coach Caldwell wasn't that guy to take him to the next level.
And on that note, we'll sign it off. Chris Spielman, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.